all success is equal. And I know a lot of people would disagree with that, but if you are starting where you are and you are moving forward, that is success. And it doesn't matter if you're starting here, here, or here, forward movement is success. So it's all about meeting each person where they're at.
Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving, for women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about. Okay, so I'm really excited about this conversation today because really one of the things I want to bring to the Cowgirls Over Coffee podcast are these closed door conversations that I have found myself a part of all the time. And I just think that they need a broader audience because this is going to help us. It'll trigger your mind. You'll think about things differently. It gives you something that's more than just like a basic knowledge of people. So maybe sometimes these topics will feel random, but that's what I live for. So I want to welcome to the conversation today. Again, this is Cowgirls Over Coffee, in case you didn't realize after the whole intro. I'm Thea Larson, and I am here with Carrie and Kelly today, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves really quickly. But what we're going to talk about is, now I've known Kelly for about forever. She's one of my very closest friends. And then Carrie, I think I've met you through like Instagram, or maybe it was through Cowgirls Over Coffee. I can't remember precisely. But anyways, they both have become great friends of mine. And of course, like online friends, because I like to force my friendship online to as many people as I have the bandwidth to do so. But Kelly, she owns Western Workouts, and she's a personal trainer, and she really specializes in rider fitness and fitness that is functional for a Western lifestyle. And it's so funny because I will never forget Kelly when my husband, Jesse, is an ex-saddle bronc rider. He was a rookie and everything. And now he's a rancher and he's like hurting himself all the time. And I constantly throw this at him that she's like, that's the work that strains you. It doesn't strengthen you, because I'm trying to get that through his head. So that's how I kind of think of Kelly, about her expertise. And then Carrie was a client of Kelly's. She's gone through her program. This is like a long term. I'm so tired of seeing, you know, a lot of these testimonials that we have from people's like quote unquote programs, whether they are health and fitness or business coaching or organizational coaching or life coaching. Like, it's always the newbie client, like, oh, here's the quick hit of dopamine and adrenaline from having a little success. But I wanted, like, Carrie has been working with Kelly for a long term, and she has turned that confidence and the success into her, she pivoted and put her business behind it. So she has a blueprint barrel racing, and we'll tell you guys all about this, but we just wanted to talk about this progression of building our fitness and our health, and then also the relationships that go into it, and how it just, this is like always like throwing a pebble in the lake, right? This ripple effect, the way whenever we invest in ourselves. And when I say invest, I'm not necessarily saying money, but that can be part of it. But when we make a commitment to ourselves and we invest the time and energy and intention and money into that, it's crazy how things are so integrated. And it's also interesting to me because we always think, and you guys, I know this is a like dead horse I keep beating, but like we always think if we can just fix that one thing, right? Like if we can just, you know, if I can just check the box and fix that one thing, then my life will be grand. And it's just not the way things work. Like things are always overlapping and integrating and bouncing off each other. Like it is chaos. Life is chaos. And that's cool. That's totally, absolutely cool. Let's just accept that. And then this is such a great relationship and conversation I want to have, because it kind of shows how like all the balls ping around and like or the rising tide lifts all boats, right? So that may be confusing to you. If it is, let me know. But otherwise, Kelly, introduce yourself, and then we'll have Carrie introduce herself, and then we'll just like dive into this conversation.
So I'm Kelly Alschwager. I am the owner, creator of Western Workouts. I'm a personal trainer, a nutritionist, and then a sports performance and rider fitness expert specialist. Western Workouts really was built around the premise of a very unique approach. Instead of just, and I'm not anti-conventional lifting, exercise, and training, but Thea and I had kind of talked earlier, you know, there's nothing wrong with having these goals of looking a certain way, but if it's not tied to a direct why, it tends to fizzle over time. And as riders, you know, it's not about not being a capable rider, but it's we're always asking our horse to show up and step up and be greater. And when we can tie our own why into wanting to step up and show up for a horse in return, it really helps create that consistency and that discipline because the why exists. And like Thea was saying with, you know, life is chaos and chaos is cool. Like that's how many people say over and over again, like, oh, when things slow down, things never slow yes. down, ever going no. to. So a lot of my business and as riders, horse owners, livestock owners, we all know your best laid plans never go the way you want. Horses, colic, like you name it, it's Murphy's Law, right? So in this coaching, what I really wanted to develop was not only the unique kinetic, open kinetic chain approach to rider fitness, but also the sustainability within the coaching that life happens. So many coaches promote, I'm a lifestyle coach, but then they have competitive bodybuilder expectations. And those are two different worlds. So I think having the life experience, you know, living in the Western lifestyle industry, raising and owning horses, it gives that edge of, I understand what people go through. I understand those principles and the whys they have, like, hey, my horse colic, I didn't get this done. I didn't get that done. Hey, it's okay. Tomorrow's a new day. Let's go. Whereas I think a lot of other coaches aren't sure what any of that even means.
I think that's so important too. And just because like what you were saying, like life happens and like, it's fine. We just have to adjust our expectations around that, right? Like once we adjust our expectations to realize, and this is not a defeatist attitude, like this is just being like, you know, the other day when we were on a call, I was like, we're all swimming across the ocean and swimming across the ocean is hard. Like whatever you're doing in life, everyone's life is hard, right? Which is fine. That doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean it's no fun. It doesn't mean there's no joy. But like sometimes you're swimming in the ocean in a storm with 10-foot waves and sometimes it's beautiful and you can float on your back, yep. but it's all hard. And we just have to like be like, okay, that's like, we don't make plans because they go according to plan, right? And I think that same approach to your health and your fitness and your well-being is so important too. And Carrie, I'm sure you can kind of speak to that from your own personal experience. So please tell us about you and all of the things and how this kind of works into what you've got going on.
Absolutely. I'm Carrie Jansen. I am in Oklahoma. I have a day job as an HR manager, but my real passion is coaching mostly barrel racers. Taking from what Kelly said about just, you know, building that baseline and being confident in having that physical fitness, I've put together a lot of pieces that I've learned over my life to build Blueprint Barrel Racing. And my focus is the emotional, mental, physical, and technical pieces of barrel racing inside and outside of the arena. And so often you see, you know, Theo, you mentioned it, that quick fix. How do I change my bit or buy a new saddle and I'm going to magically fix the fact my horse isn't working like they think. And my approach is let's take a step back and evaluate, how are you as a rider? You know, what physical limitations or issues are you having? Which is where Kelly comes into play for me to make you better for your horse. You know, where are your mental strengths? What areas of opportunity do you have to improve? The emotional, right? Everything horses is emotional. They colic, they are navicular, you get a bad report, whatever the case may be. How do we regulate our emotions? And then, of course, a technical piece, right? So becoming a better rider. When you go in the arena, you know, what's your plan, having that game plan. And so it's been really fun. I've been with Kelly about 3.5 years and just seeing the change in that physical piece for me has really given me the confidence as I've built this business to recognize the foundations are so important and start there instead of just jumping to how do I fix your problem in the arena.
I love that. And because you guys are touching on this and I want to, you, the listener, tell you like, a lot of what I focus on, especially in my programming with the membership with Cowgirls Over Coffee and what we're trying to build for women is like, we all have goals that we want to achieve. Like everyone has this burning ambition in their heart. And it might be a business. You might be a breakaway roper or a barrel racer. You might be a community leader. You might be active in your school or your church or whatever those things. But it's this basic mindset of like, I don't want to settle. And we're always looking at the upper level, like the upper level tactical stuff, like, oh, I need to learn a new skill, or I need to invest in marketing, or I need to get a certification, or whatever these things are. When we really, like, the reason those things aren't doing, we're not getting the results, even when we do the work on those things, is like this foundational level. And I talk a lot about mindset, environment, health, and planning. Like, those are like kind of where I feel like that's where our firm footing has to be. And we have to be there in a consistent place. And it's, you can start anywhere, right? Like, you just pick a place to start, and you might be stronger in one area and not in another. I talk a lot too about how, like, balance is possible. It's just, we think of balance as a static place, but it's not. Balance is constantly moving and constantly adjusting. That's how you stay balanced. You don't walk across a tightrope and it's like, you know, walking across, you know, the sidewalk. You're constantly got your arms out, you're moving, you're shifting your weight, right? That is the act of balance. So I feel, Carrie, for you, this health piece became important. The health and fitness piece became really important to you. I'd love to hear, Carrie and Kelly, like, how you guys kind of used that as the springboard, like the foundational springboard, because it doesn't matter where you start. But, you know, how did you decide, like, this is where I'm going to focus? How did Kelly, like, how did you see that in her? And also, like, the relationship that develops, because we always start with these foundations. But again, it's like that pebble in the water and the rings go out. It has so many other repercussions.
So I want to speak to some strengths Carrie has that I adore. And like, if I could just bottle them up and hand them to everyone who hires me, just to guarantee everyone has them, it would be amazing. Her communication is out of this world. And I think that's what's allowed me to be able to support and guide her so effectively, is because we aren't worrying about things that she's already very confident, strong, and good at. It's the, like, the willingness to, well, and I started this way by saying, because this is something I focused on quite a bit recently with a lot of individuals and with the unconventional exercises utilized for Rider Fitness, is, and kind of like what you were just talking about with these foundations, and you have to start somewhere, you have to allow yourself to fail forward. And Carrie has never been shy to just try, to just start, and to just do. And I think a lot of times, especially in health and wellness and horsemanship, we overthink and overanalyze and overthink and overanalyze, and we get paralyzed instead of just doing. And Carrie does. She takes action. She will, we talked about this a little bit earlier. She had a run and was like, oh my God, no, cannot do that again. And she texts me and she's like, here's the video. This is what's happening. What do we do? And I told her, I'm like, these exercises are going to suck, but this is exactly what we need to add. And because she did that, I was able to support her so effectively and really fine-tuned, instead of throwing these pieces and waiting for the right variable to show its face. Because of her communication, I could sort through those variables myself and say, all right, this is what you need. This is what we're going to do. And then the beautiful part is her saying, got it. And she goes right to work. And then she's willing to fail forward. And failing forward isn't really failing at all. It's allowing our brain to build the pathways to success. Hey, this didn't work, so you're not going to do that again. Try again. That didn't work, so I'm not going to do that again. And you're failing forward into the success. And then you get it. It clicks, the aha moment, whether that's in the saddle, out of the saddle, the way you talk to yourself, whatever it might be, you have that aha moment, but you can't get there without that willingness to fail forward into your flow. And Carrie's always been just damn good at that, I'll tell you what. And it's made it such a treat to get to work with her, because then I get to really fine tune these processes, knowing that she's going to go do it. And then I get that feedback.
I think the really interesting thing is I started actually with Kelly for just nutrition, because I thought I had a gym program, right? And then as I got to know Kelly and learn about her strengths, I started recognizing, hey, I don't necessarily want to be jacked. That's what my husband calls it. I don't want to be jacked. I just need to be functionally fit so that when I get in the saddle, I'm confident. I don't ride Bronx, but I'll step on just about any horse and send it in the arena because I'm confident enough in the strengths of my body and my mind to muscle connection that, knock on wood, I can get around like I need to get around. And so it's been really fun to build that trust level with Kelly. And as I've shifted a little bit from the nutrition into the physical side with her, of just building that relationship. And I texted her at like 8 p.m. and I said, SOS, this is not working help me? And she does. And so just having somebody who understands, again, the lifestyle, Kelly mentioned that in her intro. I think that's imperative. And then somebody who can watch the video and see the same things that I'm seeing, or say, hey, I know that's what you're seeing, but this is what I see. And just having that feedback. And so I just appreciate having somebody that gets it, right? Somebody who lives it, has ridden competitively to be able to help me fail forward and build those programs.
I really want to know, Carrie, too, and then Kelly, you can interject forever. Like, as you moved through, like you said, you started with just a nutrition program, but you were like, oh my gosh, I'm definitely going to need this. Tell us a little about the progression, like, of your mindset around, like, because I think we have, this is a big problem, I think, that we have when it comes to investing in ourselves. And again, not just for coaching, but like putting the time in, even if you're just doing something self-directed, is we think we have this one problem, right? Like, we're like, oh, if I just had the nutrition piece, then I would be fine. Like, what was the process and how did you kind of make the transition from, I think I need this, oh, I'm realizing I need something more?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think just learning, following Kelly on social media and learning about the difference in functional fitness, right? And so a quick backstory, 10, 11 years ago, I was probably 50 pounds overweight, and it's not about the number on the scale, right? But I was not healthy. And so I'd started exercising, eating right? I've tried every diet on the planet. But when I reached out to Kelly, I was like, I've got 10 more pounds I want to get off, you know, surely she can help me. And then as I started following her, we developed our friendship, and I just saw the difference in what she was sharing and how those functional moves were so different from anything that I've seen on Pinterest, right? Because that's where I was building my workouts, or my friends who played basketball in high school, right? And they were trying to help me out. That it's just a mindset shift, to your point. And I think when it really hit me is, when I was younger, my trainers would always tell me, oh, your core has to be strong. Your core has to be strong. And Kelly made a post about, no, your corset, your whole corset has to be strong. And I was like, whoa, that's such a small difference, right? Even in the number of letters, that's such a small difference, but it makes a world of difference in the saddle. And so I think just recognizing that, yes, my nutrition is important in fueling my body, right? Learning to that food is fuel. And what I need to be my best every time I get on a horse or go to the gym or go to work, right? My 8 to 5, that is huge. But then when I started recognizing, oh, the stronger that my lats are, the stronger that my lower back is, the better I ride, major difference. I will say I was taking English lessons because I want to be a better rider, right? So it's like, let's try some different discipline. And I was trying to do a 2-point. And I was like, my back hurts so bad. Like, I just didn't have the strength to stay up in the saddle. And that, I think, was the point, you know, again, that probably in the combination of the great information Kelly shares on Instagram made me realize, okay, there is a better way. I'm already spending the time in the gym. So let's use that time wisely to capitalize on it to make me better. My why, right? My why is to be a better rider. So let's use that time wisely.
I love that. And I want to, Kelly, I just want to pop over to you really quickly, whatever you want to share. But I also want to hear, like, Carrie had mentioned the, like, needing the riding piece and how, like, her friends with basketball were trying to help or whatever. I think that is, like, such a good point, and where you really shine is, like, we've talked about this too, is, like, you have to know your long-term goal. Like, we get really hung up on these tactics and strategies that are, like, right in front of us, which are important. And that's where our discipline and consistency come in, regardless of the goal. But, like, if we don't have the long-term plan, this stuff can be a total mess. And so if you are like, I want to be successful and feel good when I'm riding, it's going to completely change what your tactics and everything are at the next level. So I'd love to hear, Kelly, if you could just kind of expound on that and, like, how you help Carrie and where you see, like, how you helped her develop that understanding, because I'm sure it felt like a light bulb moment for her, but I'm sure you were, like, herding her along in that direction from seeing what she needs.
Again, I can't say enough good about Carrie. Like, again, the communications and the, I really love when I get to work with people who are just that down to earth, real, you know, that raw, real, upfront, honest. And Carrie is that. And it makes it fun because, one, like, I'm a firm believer, especially like in the horse industry, you know, the saying, if you can't cry and trot your horse at the same time, you're not even in the game. And I feel like fitness and health is very similar. Like there are some days, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. So you just got to learn to laugh and kind of be. And so that's what I've really enjoyed in that give and take and back and forth with her is we can be really serious about these things we need to address, but we can kind of laugh and have fun with it as well. Because it's not about, she had said it earlier, it's not about not being a capable rider already or not being good enough, but it's wanting to be better. And that is a long-term process. It doesn't happen overnight. And there are a million ways to work out. There are a million ways to exercise. But if what you're doing is just spinning your own wheels and not getting you towards that long-term why, you're going to give up eventually. You're going to feel like I've tried everything and none of it works. It's not that none of it works. A lot of things work, but very few things apply to the end goal, depending on what it is. And rider fitness, being a better horseman, a stronger rider, regardless of the discipline, is very intricate and unique. And I think a lot of trainers out there, and I'm not trying to knock anyone, but I'm also going to say there's a lot of trainers that I think just don't care enough and they don't care to learn. And that's really the biggest thing is you have to want to learn to be better for your clients. When it comes to rider fitness, we're sitting in the saddle. And even though our feet are in stirrups, those stirrups move. They are mobile. Nothing we do is closed chain. Our feet are never planted anywhere. Even though our butt is planted in the saddle, our hips are moving and rotating. So we can't really take this closed chain approach, which is the majority of conventional exercises within reason, right? Our squats, our deadlifts. And I'm not anti-squat or deadlift. There is a time and a place to mix conventional strength training with this open kinetic chain approach that I've developed over the last 6 years. I got to mentor under one of the most brilliant minds in physiotherapy. He recently passed away, unfortunately, in a tragic accident. But putting myself in that position and learning the intricacies of that approach, because as a rider, we're never using one muscle at a time. We are using chains of muscles. We are also really in need of very specific spatial awareness and body control, so our timing is adequate. Anyone can ask for a lead change, but to get it and get it fluidly has a lot to do with timing and the feel of your horse below you. And you can't have good feel of your horse if you don't have good feel of yourself. So this work that we can do out of the saddle, we're never recreating the ride in the gym. That just creates bad habits and bad patterns. So you cannot recreate it. But you can work the muscle chains and build that mind and muscle connection, that body control. So when you're in the saddle, it now becomes second nature. Like Carrie was talking about corset, you know, we cinch our corset, we lift our lungs, cap our crown, and send the energy down, down to the end of our heels. And when we can do these movements outside and just reinforce that strength, and again, those muscles working cohesively together, we swing into the saddle and it's there. It's already there. So our why just gets stronger and stronger as we progress because we get more of that feel, we get more control, we get more aha moments. And those in themselves are wins. And the beautiful part is, as we had talked earlier, there's nothing wrong with wanting to look good. Like everyone in this world should want to build an ass like granite wrapped in silk. That is, I think, a wonderful thing. But when we focus on the things that matter to us and the application, we get to progress faster. And because a body responds to resistance, all of those physical changes are going to follow. But it's easier to keep that discipline and consistency and motivation when the why and then the application is there. When you can go do your workouts and you're going to have days where you're like, everything feels like garbage. I don't have good balance. I don't have good strength. And then you're going to go get in the saddle and go, oh, I feel that. Carrie and I talked about this recently. Some upper body exercises I have her kneeling on the very end of a bench and pulling her heels. I call it heels to wheels, your glutes. Your glutes are your wheels for your body. And you have to cinch your corset and lift. And then keep that balance as you're doing these arm exercises. And it takes a long time to learn how to engage your low lats and have that corset stabilize you and have your hamstrings work. But that all applies to what we do in the saddle. And she had reached out to me and she was like, it happened. Today was the day. Like those kneeling things that just time after time felt so weird. And the weeble wobble, she's like riding, it all clicked, doing it all clicked. And that's the magic. And that's what keeps the ooh-ah of continuing is because it's not just one thing. It's applicable to the other passions you have in life, you know, being a good horseman, being one of them, regardless of the discipline. And I just have to say, you know, in terms of wanting to look good, I did a clinic, Carrie hosted a clinic, a rider fitness clinic had me out there last August. And looking at the pictures, I don't know if you noticed, Carrie, but your arms look freaking amazing. And that wasn't one of our goals on the sheet, is to have amazing arms. But again, a body responds to resistance. So we're focusing on the things that are important to her and finding an applicable path there. So everything she's doing matters, and you get the benefit of all those extras. So when you can find the application, it really matters. And it's not that other ways of exercising are bad, but for riders specifically, it's easy to spin wheels if there isn't a purpose and application of what you're doing.
That's so good. And I also want to say, like, I think this is the point where, like, this being a foundational thing, if we know our long-term goals, and I say long-term, but your biggest goals, your top goals, whatever, however you want to call them, once we know what those are, and we are specifically making sure that our daily, you know, our daily habits and routines, along with meeting our daily demands, and then also keeping those long-terms, as long as those things are starting to integrate, that's when we see the other benefits. Like, if my long-term goal is I want to be a great writer, I'm also looking good. And I think you're building the confidence too. Like, it's going to spill over. It's not because now you look good and you have confidence. I really think a lot of that confidence comes from the neuroscience of having completed things, like of having executed discipline.
You did the thing, you have the outcome. So the body feels good and looks good, but the brain's going, hell yeah, I did that. And what else can I do?
Well, and it's like, it balances out that negativity bias. You're like, I am more competent. I am more capable. I have a now book of evidence of recently following through on things and was capable of doing it. And I think it's so overreaching in that way. Carrie, you look like you were going to like chime in.
I was just thinking, you know, keeping the commitments that you make to yourself, right? And my program right now is 4 days a week. And I'm very fortunate. I've got a very supportive husband. So he gets up and works out with me. He's on a fitness plan with Kelly too.
He's the best.
For the hunters.
I live for
him, and Kelly are like,
Carrie texts me BFFs.
Yeah. He thinks he's funny. but it's that keeping the confidence, right? It's the fact that I know 4 days a week, I have a date with myself, to sound very cliche, to put myself in a position to be better long-term. Right. And so I just go back to, okay, well, I've kept those commitments. And so now I'm going to keep the commitment to focus more on stretching, or focus more on making sure my horse is warmed up better. I mean, I could talk all day about how my personal fitness has affected how I treat my horse, right? And the emphasis I put on taking better care of him and making sure that he does some physical therapy now, and, you know, all these stretch. Anyways, that's a whole probably another racing discussion. But your physical fitness and health and well-being impacts every single thing that you do, whether it's your immediate why or your long-term health, right? Like, I want to be riding horses when I'm 80. And that starts today. And so it's just neat to see, you know, Kelly's point of, I think I did those exercises for like 10 months before I texted her and was like, oh my gosh, like today in the saddle, I felt it. But it's that long, it wasn't an instant fix, right? And I've really had to focus, but now we're there, and now we build on that. And so it's just been a really unique and very fun journey.
I love this. Okay, so for those who are listening who are like, yeah, guys, great, I'm already sold. What would you, like, Kelly, maybe you can speak on this, and then Carrie, you can talk about like your personal experience with it as well. But like, where do people start? Like, assuming that we are not in the, and I'm not going to say out of shape, like in general, but if you are not in a good physical condition for the purpose of riding well, where should we start, and how do we build?
So I encourage everyone who wants information on my coaching, go to my webpage, put your email in the bottom, or reach out to me specifically, whatever, through social media, and I can give you more information. But something that's very important to me, and I really hope it's really important to every coach, is meeting every single individual where they are. I don't, when people ask like, oh, can I, tell me about your program? Well, my program is completely customized to each individual person, depending on their current fitness levels, their past or present injuries, their riding levels. And there's no right or wrong. It's not about like showing up already good. It's about showing up and showing up for yourself. And then I, you know, collect a bunch of information and meet that individual where they're at so they can progress successfully. Any coach can absolutely blast another individual physically and make them sore and make them sweat. it doesn't mean it's good. It doesn't mean it is really practical even. So I meet everyone where they're at right in that moment, and we build together from there based on the time constraints they do or don't have in life, the equipment they do or don't have access to, all of that we build. And more often than not, once someone's able to start and start something that is sustainable and attainable for them where they're at, it's easier to add and grow because that success was doable versus, I mean, anyone can create a perfect program. I would like to think most coaches are capable of programming amazingly, but what good is that program if it doesn't fit someone's life or lifestyle or current fitness level? So everything really is customized to each individual because I want to see each individual succeed. And there isn't a difference in levels of success. All success is equal. And I know a lot of people would disagree with that, but if you are starting where you are and you are moving forward, that is success. And it doesn't matter if you're starting here, here, or here, forward movement is success. So it's all about meeting each person where they're at.
I love that. But so I'm here for the individualization. But when I sit in the saddle and I'm having problems, like what are some indications of things I need to start working on? Not a program, but like I'm riding and my riding is not great. Like where should we start? We are not fit. Like we are not fit. We're not fit for the ride, right? Like there's a very specific, you know, and it goes across disciplines, but for riding, like how do we know, like if I'm dropping a shoulder, I need to strengthen my corset, or just some things in there that could be triggers for us to realize that this is, we need to be working on ourselves, maybe not necessarily running drills in the arena.
Gotcha. So oftentimes when you see your horses getting really heavy on the front end and they weren't at some point and they are now beginning to, that I would really encourage everyone to start looking at where their body leans. So whether you're trying to lope one off or even stop, check your body position. Are you might be sitting nice and evenly on your butt bones, but are you rocking forward? Is your upper body curled down and over? Because as soon as we curl down and over, we push our energy towards our horse's shoulders and their front end, and it makes them heavy down there versus being able to cinch that corset, sit up, sit deep on our pockets, and push that energy from our heels up through our glutes, up through our corset, up and over their ears. Like that is where we want our energy to go. So if you notice yourself leaning forward, leaning down, whether you're changing gaits, going faster or slower, and it's that lean, that hunch over, I kind of consider that hunch like it's the survival hunch. And when we aren't confident and our seat maybe isn't very strong or independent, we get the survival hunch and our heels come up and we hunch down and we're kind of surviving whatever it is our horse is doing. Another is if you notice during gait changes, specifically speeding up, slowing down, if you feel the need to grasp to stay on, you know, there's always a moment, a horse spooks, whatever, you're gonna, but if you're moving in a straight line or loping circles and you feel the need, or let's say you're working on pivots and your horse starts to pick up speed, and instead of sitting nice and balanced, you have to grip with your legs, we need to start looking at our own fitness. Stopping is another great one. When you go to stop, if you are struggling to stay upright or just sit deep, we need to start looking at ourselves. And all of those things, really, we get in our horse's way. Do you have the ability to sit in the saddle and then independently move each leg really fluidly, you know, and nicely? Because that starts to get choppy or stuck. Our horses feel that. They're going to, you know, your timing will be off. Your cueing will be off. So really kind of look at the control you have as your horse changes speed, as it changes direction, you know, stopping, loping off through a transition. Are you able to sit nice and deep on your pockets and stay upright? And could you confidently, we actually did this at the clinic, and Carrie and I kind of had an aha moment, loping around, even jogging around, but especially loping around. As you go, can you take your knees and legs off of your horse and stay in that upright position? Can you move those legs around, but take them off of your horse? Sure, you can still be cueing them or lifting through your heels, but can you take those legs off and then put them back on confidently without feeling like you need to babysit yourself? Those are really big indicators of needing to start working on your own physical fitness. And your horse is probably not jipping you. They're just doing what you're telling them and you don't realize you're telling them.
The other thing that I'll add is I've had some really good conversations with a vet who is also a chiropractor and does a little bit more Eastern medicine as well, but she is really big on rider fitness because how you ride affects your horse. So as a barrel racer, right, we have a bad rap that if our horse doesn't do well, we just go to the vet. but I think if you're spending maybe more money than you should on like chiropractors, or your horse is always, you know, stronger on one side than the other, sometimes it's you. And yeah. She'll tell a story. There's a cutter that she works for, and about a week before he goes to the chiropractor to get adjusted, when she goes to work on his horses, she'll be like, "Hey, how's your back feeling?" I'll be like, "Oh, it's fine." And then a week later, he's at the chiropractor because he's hurting. But his body position and how he's trying to compensate is actually throwing his horses off. And so, you know, everything Kelly said is absolutely true. All those things about how you physically ride, but the potentially some of the lameness and the issues that you're seeing in your horse can actually be because you're compensating for your weaknesses.
That's brilliant.
I'm not involved at all, you guys. You guys have a rider fitness clinic coming up in Oklahoma, right? So registration actually closes for that this week, but tell us a little about that, like where it is, what's covered, what people can expect, because I think you guys have just a couple of spaces still open for that, and there's some audits and audit as well, right? Am I correct in that? But you guys tell me all the things about this upcoming clinic.
So it's in Purcell, Oklahoma. It'll be March 2nd. It goes from 8 in the morning till 4. It's at the McLean County Expo Center. They do have overnight options if you need them. We start the morning. We go through everything physical on the ground, all things us, rider fitness, our physical limitations. What I love about having kind of limited spaces for this is the really hands-on attention all of the participants get. And that is so much fun. We get to kind of go through the baseline foundational movements, but then work with each individual on what they need, what they're feeling, where they struggle. Give them all tools and tangible takeaways in terms of exercises to go with. Then we have lunch. Lunch is included. And talk about nutrition on the road if you're hauling a bunch. And then spend the afternoon in the saddle horseback, applying the things we learned earlier and with our body control and being, you know, spatial awareness to things in the saddle. So there's a handful of drills and just mindfulness exercises we do there. And then again, some more one-on-one time. What are things you're struggling with? What are things that are happening? Let's take a look. Let's see if we can, you know, problem solve and provide some tangible, again, takeaways and strategies right here, right now. So it is a great time. I think everyone kind of winds up leaving friends. So lunch and a swag bag is included. I don't care what anyone else says. We have some of the best swag bags you'll ever get. But it's a wonderful time. It is so much fun to have the hands-on ability to really help people in real time on the ground and then on their horse.
And I'll add, I think there's always some concern that we're going to make you so sore in the morning that you're not going to be able to actually get on your horse in the afternoon.
Nope.
And it's not a workout class. It's not a 4-hour kick your booty, make you miserable. It is truly just teaching you the exercises so that you can go home and use them to make yourself a better rider. Just want to make sure everybody knows that you're going to learn. You're not going to feel like you're going to die in the morning.
I love it. I'm so here for it. I wish I could go. Maybe one of the next ones. Okay, you guys. I really enjoyed this conversation. I hope everyone else has like gotten something out of this. If you have a question for Kelly or Carrie, take a screenshot of this episode, tag Cowgirls Over Coffee, hit us with the question, and we'll try to like do that in the stories because that'll be a fun follow-up because I always want to take these conversations. I don't want you to just listen to them and forget about it. So let's take this to a platform where we can discuss it. So if you have any thoughts, do that right now. Pull over in your car, step off the treadmill, whatever you're doing, and like send us your question, tag us, and we will like put them together and see what we can answer. But I would love to know, Carrie, where can we find you and follow along with you and Blueprint Barrel Racing? Oh my gosh. And then Kelly, you as well. So personal plug time.
So you can find me on Instagram at blueprint.barrel.racing. I joined Thea in the dot club. And then Facebook is just Blueprint Barrel Racing. Love to connect. Love to make new friends. Hit me up.
I am on Instagram at Western_workouts. On Facebook at just regular Western Workouts. And then my website is www.westernworkouts.com. You can also find more information on the clinics there and register for them there. If you put your email address into the very bottom of my webpage, it will notify me and I can send you more information on my coaching services, what they entail, require, pricing, all of those wonderful things. But I always encourage everyone, reach out, say hi. If you have little questions here and there, I'm always happy to answer, and don't be a stranger.
I love it. And I'm going to put in a plug, because if you decide that you also want to like force your friendship on people, both Carrie and Kelly are in the Cowgirls Over Coffee community. So like you could like backdoor some access to them and like slide in and be like become besties possible. So there's another way we can do it. Membership's opening up later this week too. So that's my plug. But you guys, any final thoughts before I have to say goodbye to you on fitness or writing, fitness, anything, nothing?
Thanks for having us. I love talking about how great Kelly is. And I tell her all the time, she's a world changer. And so just love talking about fitness and what a difference it makes in your life. So thanks for having us, Thea.
Of course. I'm just so grateful that you guys are in my circle. And that's the whole thing, is like, I want to bring these conversations to more people because we have the best conversations. And it's so fun how these things are so applicable like across our life. And I think that if there's one thing too that you can take away from this, even if you're not a writer, it's like how everything is layered, everything is interconnected, like it's a bowl of spaghetti. Like there's no one tactic or thing you need to figure out or one coach or one course, like it's all connected. But really that health and fitness piece for the life you want to live, I always say there's only one goal. Like the only goal we have is how we want to experience our life. Everything we do is just towards that one goal, but it's a big old mess. But really a core piece of that is our physical health and well-being. Because without that, I think it was Ed Milet, and I heard him give an example of like, imagine you're on a tropical beach and you're a millionaire and you're sitting there and you have fresh fruit. And he's like, and then you take a drink and you realize you have a sore throat. Like that just ruined it, right? Like if you don't feel good, like that, whatever paradise is, if you're not feeling healthy and strong and well physically, like it's going to ruin whatever else you've got going on. So like, we just can't overlook it. You could pick any of these like core areas of foundation where you want to start, but this is a great one. And applying it, like what Kelly was saying too, is like, what is that end goal? Because if you're training for basketball, it's great if you're a basketball player, but you're maybe not getting what you need to be a great writer. Mm-hmm. So, and our lifestyles, I feel, are so demanding. Western, rodeo, rural, horse girl, like that, the lifestyle that we choose to live is really more demanding than the average bear, right? So we got to rise to meet it, because I'm with you, Carrie. Like I plan to live up to 120 years old and I just want to like randomly like take a breath and then fall off dead off of my horse. Like that is the plan.
That is the goal. That is the goal.
Right? All right. Well, thank you guys so much. And I'll see you guys inside the membership, and the rest of y'all, I'll talk to you later in the week.
Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.